This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on Unified Pension Scheme. The participants are Shishir Sinha, Economic Analyst, and Vaibhav Srivastav, Anchor.
The central government has introduced the scheme of UPS for the pension of central government employees, moving forward from the earlier scheme of NPS. Today we have with us Senior Economic Analyst and Expert Shishir Sinhaji, who will be telling us more about this new pension scheme, its consequences, the eligibility of the scheme, and how do employees see the scheme as. Sir, welcome to the studios of Akashvani.
Thank you very much.
Sir, what is the scheme of UPS? Who all are eligible for the scheme, and what has been the historical relevance of the scheme?
So for the central government employee, as of now, there are three forms of pension. One is called OPS, Old Pension Scheme. The second one is NPS, which was earlier known as the New Pension Scheme, but from 2009, it was named as the National Pension System. And now we are having UPS, that's the Unified Pension Scheme, which is going to be implemented from April 1, 2025. Now, if we talk about the OPS, OPS was basically a defined benefit scheme. That means, after your retirement, you will get pension half of your last drawn salary, right? This was number one. Number two, you will get the benefit of dearness relief. That means every 6 months, if there is a revision according to the CPI IW, which is Consumer Price in Industrial Worker, you will get dearness relief just like the serving employees are getting DA. The rate will be the same one.
Mm-hmm.
And the third one, that in case if the worker or if the person died, then the spouse, husband or wife will get 50% of the pension which he or she was getting. In other words, if the pension amount was say 100 rupees and if he is no more or she is no more, then the spouse will get 50 rupees. Right?
This was in the earlier
one. That's the OPS one. And most important, that every pay commission, if there is any revision in the pension as well as the pay, that will also be revised. So that is what we call as the OPS. Now, for whom OPS is there? For any central government employees who joined the service on or before 31st December 2003. So this was the OPS one. Now coming to the NPS, which is earlier New Pension Scheme. Now it is called as the National Pension System. This is called Defined Contribution Scheme. So earlier it was Defined Benefit Scheme. Now we are calling it as the Defined Contribution Scheme. That means every employee who is joining government service on or after January 1, 2004 will need to contribute 10% of his basic and DA as a contribution towards National Pension System. The government will contribute up to 14%. That means there a corpus of 24% will be created, and from that corpus, pension will be given after his retirement. What is the basic difference between OPS and NPS? There is nothing called defined benefit. It all depends upon where you are putting the money.
Absolutely.
Right? Now coming to the Unified Pension System. What is Unified Pension System? This is called defined contribution as well as the defined benefit. So OPS, defined benefit. NPS, defined contribution. UPS, defined benefit, defined contribution. That means every employee will have to contribute 10% of his basic plus DA towards the corpus. The government will contribute up to 18.5%. So that will be, the total fund available will be 28.5%. If the person has served more than 25 years, then he will get 50% of his last years of salary, means last 12 months salary, whatsoever he was getting, 50% of that will be given as the pension. That is called assured pension. Number two, minimum assured pension. Minimum assured pension means what? That means if that government employee or the officer is no more, then the spouse or the young child will get 60% of the 50% pension.
So it means that the earlier contribution which the remaining spouse or the dependent child was getting, which was 50% of the pension, now it has been increased
to
60% from 60%.
So in other words, average of last 12 months was 100 rupees. The pension amount will be 50 rupees, and in case of the death of the government servant or the officer or the employee, then the spouse will get 30 rupees.
Not 25,
30 rupees, so 5% more than that. This is what we call as the minimum family pension or assured family pension, you can say. And then the third one, which is the someone has served 10 years but less than 25 years, he will get minimum assured pension of rupees 10,000. So these are the three basic features of UPS. So now it is defined contribution, defined benefit. OPS, defined benefit. NPS, defined contribution. UPS, defined benefit, defined contribution.
Absolutely. So you just mentioned about the percentage of contribution which will be done by the employee as well as the employer, in this case, which is the central government. Earlier it was 24%, 10 plus 14. Now it has been raised to 28.5, in which 18.5% is one contribution by the central government and 10% is by the employee. Now, where will this money or this huge corpus will be invested? Can you please throw some light on that?
Yeah. As a government servant, sir, I have contributed 10 rupees. That's a 10%. Now the government will give the matching one. That means a 10 rupees. So it becomes 20 rupees. Now that 20 rupees will be one fund. Another fund will be 8.5, remaining 8.5. So 28.5 will be distributed into two funds. One, 20%. Another one, 8.5%. For the 20%, I have to decide. I, as a government employee, has to decide where the money will be invested. So there are four options basically. One is called as the default option. Default option means there are three public sector undertaking managers who will deploy my money up to 85% in government securities or the fixed income instrument and 15% up to 15% in equity, right? This is the default one. Now, suppose that I do not want to take any risk. I say, no, 15%. So, I will be given an option to invest entire 100% in the government bond.
This option will lie with the employee?
With the employee.
That we can choose?
He can choose.
Alright.
So, if he is not choosing, then the default option is there?
Absolutely.
Now, I am going to choose. So, the first option for me is, which is 100% in one instrument, which is the government one, which is a purely safe one because the principal and interest are guaranteed by the government. Number two, which is the up to 25% investment in equity. And number three, up to 50% investment in the equity. Suppose that I am very adventurous. I want to take some risks, right? I will put more money into the equity because it's always a perception that equity is going to give you much more than the debt instrument. And it happens because equity is a long-term investment. If you are going to equity market for a short run, there is a possibility of losing money, not just the return, but also the principal. But if you are putting the money for the longer period, there is a higher possibility of earning money, right? I'm not saying that you are going to earn. I'm just saying higher possibility.
It's a possibility.
It's a possibility. That's it. So now you have the option and you also have the option to change your equity composition. Suppose that you are entering into the government service at the age of, say, 35. So now at the age of 35, you think, okay, I can take risk at this time. I will go for 50% investment. Now when you reach at the age of 50, you say, no, I'm not in a position to take much risk. So my exposure into the equity market will come down and I will instruct the fund manager to put my money more into the government borrowing, government funds or the government bonds or into the corporate bond where the risk is slightly lesser than the equity market. So this is what the investment pattern is. One is the default option. Second one is the purely 100% safe instrument. Third one is the up to 25% exposure into equity. Fourth one is the up to 50% exposure into the equity. And I can change the composition based on my age. And that is also, that can also be done by PFRDA.
So these changes which can be done in these schemes or between these schemes can be done by the wishes or as per the choices of the employees.
Employee will give the option. Now suppose that at the age of 50, if I go and say, ki put my money more into the equity, the PFRDA will not permit that. Because then you will be in a problem. I mean, suppose that your equity market is not giving you the return, then you will say, government didn't tell me that I had to take some precautionary measure. So there are certain things which PFRDA is also following that. And the fund managers are also following that just to ensure that the people should not take unnecessary.
Absolutely. Sir, the basis of calculation of pension, the last drawn salary, has that basis changed now in the new pension scheme, the UPS, or is it the same as it was earlier?
In the OPS, it was the last drawn salary.
Alright.
Right? In the UPS, it is the average of the last 12 months salary. Suppose that in the age of 59 to 60, the 12 months, whatsoever salary I am getting, average of that and 50% of that average will be pension for me.
Absolutely. And so, what about the investment of the corpus? Can there be an option in which the employee, once he's retired, how he gets his salary, whether he can take all of the amount in one go or there can be a difference in which he takes some amount for himself at that point of time and then some is kept away for pension schemes. What are the different ways that that can be done?
See, the pension, for if you need pension, you have to give some money to someone.
Absolutely.
Who will manage your fund and then accordingly he will give you the pension. In other words, we call it as the annuity scheme, right? So, present provision is that at the time of retirement, I can withdraw 60% of the total corpus and remain the next 40%, balance 40% will be in annuity, which is nothing but the pension plan. And through that investment, I will get the pension. Now, if you want to say 100% investment in annuity, you can do it. There is no problem into that. And that will ensure much higher pension for you. So, if the employee is not in a very need for money, then he can ask for more and more money to be invested. And also, please remember that under UPS, another important factor is of course, the dearness relief which the current pensioner under OPS are getting. So that is very, very critical part which an employee is going to get. And another thing is that they are also going to get a fixed lump sum apart from their gratuity at the time of retirement, which was not available under NPS.
So it is dual benefit for the employees who will be retiring.
At the time of retirement, apart from the gratuity, you are also going to get one lump sum amount.
So this is apart from gratuity?
Apart from the gratuity.
Right.
This has nothing to do with the pension.
Pension
is something totally different from these equations.
So this is completely added on?
This is added on.
By the government?
By the government.
Absolutely. Sir, what about taking into consideration that now we all know that once an employee gets retired, he has a different innings to play. How do you see the scheme as benefiting the senior citizens of the country, which have served the country for so long? And how about their liquidity needs, which they usually have a problem with?
There are two things. One, that when you are withdrawing 60% of your corpus, you can put in some instrument like post office saving schemes or say in bank fixed deposit, where you are going to get some money from that on a regular basis. Balance 40%, you are going to put that money into the annuity where through which you will get the pension. The additional amount which you are getting apart from the gratuity, you can also put that money into any of the schemes like post office schemes or bank FD. And another critical part is that dearness relief will be available, because under NPS there was no dearness relief. Dearness relief means that if you have to fight with the inflation, like suppose that if you are a government employee, you are a serving employee, you are getting DA twice a year.
Absolutely.
Revision of DA twice a year. First affecting from January 1, the second one affecting from July 1. So the same kind of mechanism will be available for the people who are opting and UPS. And please remember that if you are switching from NPS to UPS, that is just a one time and the final switch. That means if you are going from NPS to UPS, you cannot come back to NPS.
Absolutely. Sir, at the end, I would like to ask you, what would be the expectations from the markets, as now we know that the equity contribution by employees will be in their hands? They have an option of employing either 15% or 25% or 50% in the markets. How do you think the markets will react? How do you think this will play out in the stock market, especially in the long run?
Since the calculation of pension is based on the average of last 12 months' salary, that means higher amount we can expect available for this thing, because every year the wages are being revised based on the DA and also based on the pay commission. So higher amount will be available. But if you are expecting more money will come into the market, that is not something which is the correct position at this moment, because there is no change in the investment option pattern. Rather, earlier it was 24% available for the investment. Now it is only 20% available for the investment option to be decided by the individual.
By the individual.
So there is a possibility that he may not be interested in putting more money into the equity market. That is also an apprehension.
And play safe by
going by the default option or by the 100% in the government bond. So at this moment, it is too early to say that whether more money will come into the market or not. We will have to wait for the finer prints, then we will be in a position to say that. But going by the basic introduction of this basic things which we have been told, I'm not expecting that very large inflow will be available for the market.
Absolutely. Shishir, sir, it's always an honor and always pleasure talking to you and listening to such lucid explanations about such complex issues. Thank you so much for explaining to us what the UPS is and talking to Akashvani.
Thank you very much.
You were listening to our discussion on Unified Pension Scheme. The participants were Shishir Sinha, Economic Analyst, and Vaibhav Srivastav, Anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 92 89094044.